Today we are studying on the power of wisdom for a few minutes before worship. Pray right now, asking the Lord to speak to you from His word this evening. Lord, speak to us as we learn of your word this evening. Give us understanding of the power of your wisdom. Help us understand and operate by the spirit of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Mark chapter 6 verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? This scripture is talking about Jesus. When he went to the synagogue to teach, people were marveled at the way he spoke or the way he taught the word of God. And they wondered what kind of wisdom he operated by. Our first lesson for today is that divine wisdom is the access route to exploit in the life of a Christian. And by extension, music servant, or also the music servant. Divine wisdom is the access route to exploits in the life of a Christian and also the music servant. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 4 verse 13 says that now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. So in this scripture, the verses earlier, Peter and John were brought before the council for healing a man and for preaching resurrection from the dead through Jesus Christ. And when they were questioned, they spoke with so much boldness and wisdom that the council was marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus, who we know in 1 Corinthians verse 1 and 24 as the power and the wisdom of God. And so these men spoke by the wisdom of God. They had not learned anything. They were unschooled men. But people realized that they spoke with wisdom. And this only happened because they had been with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our second point is that divine wisdom carries the creative power of God, which is deposited in us, or which has been deposited in us by virtue of the Holy Spirit. And we are looking at Psalm 104, verse 24, which is our theme scripture for this month, divine wisdom. Psalm 136, verse 5, and Jeremiah 51, verse 15. Psalm 104, verse 24, O Lord, how manifold are thy works, and wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Jeremiah 51 verse 15. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his understanding. Amen.
Amen.
So we realize that divine wisdom carries the creative power of God. And this creative power exhibits the most astonishing displays of God's creation. How the sun rises, how it sets, how the rain falls, how snow is made. And this creative power is at work in us as believers by the Holy Spirit. And for this creativity to come alive, we need to be constantly in touch with the embodiment of wisdom, which is Jesus Christ. Constantly in touch. That is the only way by which this creative power will be at work in us. Amen. Proverbs 18 verse 16 says, A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. So divine wisdom has the power to bring you before great men, to display the power of God. Divine wisdom has the power to bring you before great men to do what? To display the power of God. It's not about show off. It's for the power of God to be displayed, for people to come to know about the Lord and how wonderful his works are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so it is what sets Joseph as second in command over Egypt when Pharaoh told him about the dream in Genesis 41. And he even answered in wisdom in 41 verse 16 when Pharaoh asked him that, I've been told that you can explain or you can interpret dreams. And he says that it is by the power of God. He acknowledged that it wasn't his doing. It wasn't any special ability that he had, but it was by the power of God. And he explained to him what the dream meant and what must be done. That we should seek out someone who is wise and discreet. And when you read the verses now, it says that Pharaoh said, can we find someone who is so wise and discreet as you? We cannot find anyone. And so he set him a second in command to oversee that project. It's the same thing with Daniel and his friends. They were also outstanding because of the spirit of wisdom. Daniel 1:17-20 says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. Verse 19. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king. Hallelujah. So wisdom has the power to bring you before great men. Wisdom has the power to bring creativity out of you. Hallelujah. And so it's important that we always seek the spirit of wisdom. We learned earlier in some weeks back that we can pray for the spirit of wisdom to be operational in our lives. And these are some of the things you are able to do when you have the spirit of wisdom. And you can only have that spirit of wisdom when you are in constant fellowship with God. His presence is the fountain of that wisdom that we speak about, of divine wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this evening, we want to pray that the Lord would grant unto you wisdom once again. Wisdom to do exploits. Wisdom to fulfill your glorious destiny. Wisdom to be able to fulfill your purpose and your calling here on this earth. The wisdom that brings creativity. The wisdom that brings you before great men. Pray right now, asking the Lord to bring that wisdom to bear in your life. In the name of Jesus. Let your wisdom be manifest in our lives, in our speech, in our work as musicians, in our creativity. Lord, give us the grace to constantly spend time with you. Give us the grace to constantly spend time with you. In order that we walk in divine wisdom. To constantly spend time with you so that we will walk in divine wisdom. Just as people testified, the council testified of Peter and John, that these people definitely have been with Jesus, because they are ignorant men and unlearned. But what kind of wisdom is this? Let people testify of us at our workplaces that we have been with the Lord, in our church that we've been in the Lord, we've been with the Lord, in our departments that we've been with the Lord, because of the display of the spirit of wisdom in everything that we do, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Give the Lord thanks for his wisdom that is bringing you into exploits in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
At this point, thank God for the opportunity to sing songs of worship to the Lord in the name of Jesus. In a few minutes, just give the Lord thanks that it's another opportunity to sing songs of worship out of our busy schedules. This is another opportunity that the Lord has given us to sing songs of worship to his name, to glorify his name, to give him thanks, to give him all the praise. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to sing songs of worship, to sing songs of worship to your holy name, in the name of Jesus. Also speak to the Lord to forgive you of any known and unknown sins. Ask the Lord to cleanse you with the blood of Jesus right now. It's another opportunity to come before his throne of grace and mercy. Ask him to forgive you now in the name of Jesus.
Have mercy on me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cleanse me from all righteousness. In Jesus' name, stand before you, God, the present worship that gives you glory and when you give focus to quality and bring you from distraction.
Also pray, releasing from your heart anyone that has offended you. If someone has offended you in any way right now, release them from your heart. Ask the Lord to help you to release them from your heart. You cannot hold anyone in. Let them go right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of offense, leave us now in the name of Jesus. Release anyone from our hearts. We hold nothing against anyone, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to let go right now. To let go and forget any hurt, anyone that has hurt us. Lord, help us to let go in the name of Jesus. Also pray that the Lord will accept your worship as you sing unto him right now. Father in heaven, accept my worship as I sing unto you. Jesus, accept my worship as I sing unto you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
What you hear.
55 verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
He is King of Kings. He Lord, Jesus Christ is the first and the last. No one works like Him. Help me sing, He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the first and the last. No one works like He is King.
Like Him.
worship wherever you are. Exalt the name of the Lord. He alone is worthy. 1 Corinthians 1:23 to 25 tells us, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called Jesus, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Indeed, there's no God like the one we worship, and there's no God like the one we serve. As we fellowship with him, wherever we step, they're going to see that we've been with the Lord, and his wisdom is going to rub on us, and it's going to affect every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory, Jesus.
Yeah. am not a respecter of persons. Oh, I be an Indian soul. I know what I'm saying. If you not to money, I see you upon my time. Oh, be an Indian soul. Yeah, I need a son, yes, so I'm a fast, so I buy a soul. Oh, be an Indian soul. Job chapter 12 verse 13 says, with him our wisdom and might, to him belong counsel and understanding. Because there's no one as wise as our God. That's why we worship you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And we give you all the praise. Amen. I worship you, Almighty God. There's none like you. I worship you, pent up beams. That is what I want to do. I give
praise, for you are my
47 verse 5. Great is the Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. His understanding is infinite.
Amen.
Oh, shake it. We know no other. We know no other God like you. Proverbs 3:19 says, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. This is the God we serve. He knew today and he made provision for it before time began. I'm going to take it again. You want to listen to the words again. Yansa boa kwenya mi. Oh, no, it's a yen, oh, yen, and no. Oh, in ya, Buddha. In say, I won't. Oh, and ya, yourself and everything you're going through in his hands.
Oh, send my water.
want to tell him that in your own words. Tell him that in your own words. Whichever way you understand it, just tell him. I'm here to worship you because I'm confident in your wisdom. And you see the future. You see tomorrow. That tomorrow, I don't know what I can predict and I can plan for. My plans are nothing in the uncertainty of tomorrow, but I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands. The nation is in your hands. My family is in your hands. My health is in your hands. My finances is in your hands. My family, my marriage, my children, my education, my work is in your hands. Tell them in the way you can understand. Oh, when you're here, you preserve us like the egg. You won't let us break. Let's do it together. Take our final song. Just meditate on every line. Shows you how great this God is. And the fact that we can dare to trust Him. Because by wisdom He founded the earth. And by understanding He established the heavens. That includes you. And includes your life and your destiny and everything that concerns you. You won't deviate when you're with Him. About 30 seconds, just exalt this great God. Just lift Him up. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. Mountains are His. The seas are His. Skies and the firmament too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. He's bigger than everything else. God of creation, there are the stars before the beginning of time. And no point of reference, go to the dark and flush out the wonder of light. As you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so I can see your hand in everything you've made. Every burning star signifies grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. God of creation, God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. Oh, no point of a reference. You spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. Oh. as you speak. 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of the breath the planets form. Hey, the stars were made to worship, so alive. I can see your heart in everything you made. Every burning star a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. Oh, and as you speak, yeah, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets fall. If the stars were made to worship, so alive. I can see your heart in everything you made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so alive. And as you speak, and as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born. The vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so alive. Yes, I can see your heart in everything you made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I.
Galaxies are born. Vapor, your breath of planets form. The stars were made to worship, so will I. See your heart in everything you made. Oh, Jesus. Every burning star, signal fire of grace. Creation sings your praises, so alive.
Thank you, Jesus. There are many, many, many wonderful promises that God has for you in the kingdom, both in this life and also eternal life after death. But to access these promises, you need to first accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is the opportunity you have now. You may not have it tomorrow. So I admonish you to give your life to God now. If you would like to do that, say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Thank you for the sacrifice you paid for me by dying on the cross and being raised up on the third day. Today I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord and King forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome to the family of God. The angels are rejoicing that you just joined us. And if you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
shall you share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.